Close your eyes and take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And wherever you feel the breathing in the body, focus your attention there. And if long breathing feels good, keep it up. If not, you can change. Make it shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. See what kind of breathing the body needs right now. If you're feeling tired, what kind of breathing will give you energy? If you're feeling tense, what kind of breathing will relax you? Because the breath is like medicine. It's there, coming in, going out all the time. And if we don't pay attention to it, that's pretty much all it does. But if you do pay attention to it, you find that it has more possibilities than you might have thought of. Because the breath is the flow of energy throughout the body. And if the energy flows freely, if it flows well, it's going to be good for the body. But if we're not paying attention to it, sometimes it tenses up here, tenses up there, and the breath doesn't flow very well. Then you don't get the most benefit out of it. So give it some time, give it some attention. So many things in life are like this. We have lots of potentials inside us for all kinds of good things. We have the potential for goodwill, we have the potential for concentration, we have the potential for mindfulness. And they may not seem like much, like mindfulness is what? The ability to keep something in mind. That may not seem all that special. But if you look at how we go through the day, we pick up something, we drop it, we pick up something else, drop it. They're important things that need to be remembered. Sometimes get remembered, sometimes they don't. You don't get the most benefit out of them. So we're practicing mindfulness, keeping the breath in mind, and staying with the breath, remembering to stay with the breath each time it comes in, each time it goes out, each time another thought comes in the mind, you remember, no, you don't want to go with that thought, you want to stay with the breath. That way you strengthen your mindfulness, and then your alertness. If you find that you have wandered off away from the breath, well, come right back. Try to be more alert the next time. Make sure it doesn't wander off. And then you can use these qualities as you develop them, as you go through the day. As for goodwill, you're wishing for happiness. Well, this is one way you can provide some pleasure for yourself that's totally innocent, totally harmless. Just the way you breathe in, breathe out, you can feel good inside. When you feel good inside like that, then it's a lot easier to feel goodwill for other people as well. Because you're not causing yourself unnecessary suffering or stress. What it all comes down to is the goodness of the world actually comes from the mind. The goodness we get from outside is actually reflected back from the goodness we've already put into the world. But you don't want to just live off the reflections. You want to keep out sending goodness as much as you can. Create the goodness inside. Develop these potentials for goodness inside. And then you have a lot to radiate out. Then the world will become a much better place. So it has to start here inside. We spend our time waiting for good things from outside and getting disappointed when they don't come. That's because we're not creating them. We have to create them. We have to give rise to them. Like a factory. If the workers just stop working and just eat off their salary, okay, the salary is going to get used up after a while. But if they keep on creating good things, sending them out, then the salary that comes in will give them more strength to keep on creating more good things. This is how goodness gets spread around in the world. So look inside for the goodness. The potentials are there. The Buddha is simply making us realize that the potentials are there and that we can make the most of them. It's as if he was more concerned about our well-being than we are. He found how true well-being can be found. And he's laid that out for people to choose what kind of well-being they want. Well-being in this world, well-being in the next world, well-being beyond worlds. It's all there. It's just for us to decide what kind of well-being we want, and then we have to take the potentials we already have and bring that well-being about. That's how goodness is going to be found in this world, if we create it.